we just talking.
You wanna drop any gems?
Whatever.
Yeah, let's do
whatever
that.
Whatever you gotta
but,
do.
You know what I mean?
Whatever you gotta
we discuss some topics. Let's stay away from those topics, though. You know what I mean? Let's stay away stay away from that. I don't want to speak on that at all.
Okay.
I want good energy in this interview, and I want to give y'all a good interview about what I'm doing now and happy, cool, dope shit. So I don't want to talk about nothing negative. So I don't want to bring that whole none of that up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As long as nobody don't go there, we can talk about fucking anything.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
Right? All right.
You feel me?
Let's get this shit cracking.
Right, let's do it. All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Jai, and this is the Voice of the Streets podcast.
We got Lauren in the building.
And we got a very special guest. I'm allowing him to introduce himself. Go ahead, bro.
And you know what it is, man. Straight from East Oakland, California. Your boy, Don P. What's popping?
What's up?
What's good? So what's been up with you lately?
Shit, man. Just life, man. You know? Just living, grinding, working. Just doing this Bay Area movement, man.
What you working on?
Man, she's like, what you working on? Get straight to it.
What you working on?
Man, I'm having fun right now. You know what I mean? Just being creative and just trying to stay in a creative space, you know, with the music. And I feel like, you know, growing out here in this music industry, since I grew up here in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? Born and raised, you know. I was born in San Francisco, but I was raised in Oakland. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, you know, I always went back and forth to Frisco, Oakland. And then my homies is in the Ridge. Then my people's in Vallejo.
Okay.
So it's like, and then my cousin's in San Jose. Yeah, and it's like, man, it's like, so for me, the Bay Area in a whole, I always been all over this bitch. Like, I ain't never just been in one place, but as far as, like, just adventure time and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm always going to different places, but I was pretty much just in East Oakland brought up, you know what I mean?
So how did your drive to do music come about?
Honestly, you know, just watching, like, dope-ass music happen, you know, like I actually, I don't know, I feel like happy that the way YouTube and all this shit is right now, but I feel kind of sad that y'all don't get to watch like MTV and shit like that.
That
shit was hella raw, man.
I was
like,
really young, but I remember.
Man, me too. But I feel like it was raw though.
It
like
was
it's
different.
Like it was so different to know that like at that time this show was gonna come on and you was gonna get to watch these videos or see some new videos and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what you're going to see, and you might not never get to see the whole damn video ever.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But that part, I hated. I hated that. That's what I do like about, like, YouTube and all that shit, because you can watch the whole video back then.
I feel like that made it more exclusive, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It was like you damn near barely saw the whole thing, so you was like, you watched the whole show because you knew you was going to miss something, you know what I mean, if you didn't watch the whole thing. Yeah. So it kind of made it raw, but I feel like that type of, you know, I used to watch that shit like religiously, like, you know what I'm saying, like Rap City and all that type of shit, like MTV and music videos and stuff like that.
Who did you grow up watching and listening to?
Honestly, I'm a huge Tupac fan though, like like Tupac to me, like, I mean, I even liked Biggie. I thought his lyrical skills was like incredible, you know what I mean? He was funny, you know what I mean, where Pac wasn't as funny, you know what I'm saying? It was more serious and shit, and like, but Pac, to me, just had that passion.
He had that passion for sure.
He was painting pictures of what was actually going on in our neighborhoods and what was going on in our hoods and what was going on in our world at that time, just for us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So at that time, I was just all about that Tupac life, you know what I mean? And shit, but I really like, I go back and listen to all old school hip hop because I feel like if you don't study the greats, I don't know how you figure you're going to be great ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people, like, they like, oh, I need this big giant studio to do this and that. But it was like people literally in the studio, in the garage, like, in basements and like, and they got platinum fucking plaques on their wall right now, and they wasn't thinking about none of that shit. All they was thinking about was getting that dopeness out of their brain. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I love listening to old school music like the Delphonics and Earth, Wind & Fire, all that stuff, because they were literally creating music from nothing. They didn't have nothing.
Garage Band is better than the shit that they had.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Garage Band is better than what they had.
Yeah.
And they were able to make classics.
That's
they
so
made
true.
Classics
yeah.
that still slap to this day,
yeah.
bruh.
Yeah.
To this day. To this day. To this day.
For real.
No,
that's,
for real.
That's the type of energy I like with the music and stuff like that. Like, I feel like, you know, kind of what gravitates me towards certain artists nowadays, like if it's the Nipseys or if it's like Kendrick or the Jadakisses or whatever, they really put they all into it. If they wasn't getting paid, they probably still would be rapping. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Or doing something in the music industry.
For sure. Real quick, somebody on my live asked me if I like Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah. Listen, man. Don't play around, man. I fuck with Wu-Tang Clan and I fuck with hella East Coast rappers, man. Yeah. Like, because if you ain't, like, if you don't know nothing about, like, Rakim and all those cats and the way they was doing it, like, they really formed a culture of what summer hip hop was about at that time. You know what I mean? Like, you can see right now the way they used to rock. If you watch that, man, they had these sweatsuits with the giant Nike sign on that shit, and you was like, where did he get that from? He had the shit with the Gucci all over. You like, bro, I ain't never even seen that. Right. We didn't have none of that out here. At like, what the fuck?
At the end of the day, hip hop was made in Brooklyn.
Man, they had all the crazy shit.
Was it really?
I mean, I don't know. Look, that's debatable. That's debatable.
People start like rapping and shit. Like,
so, like the whole environment of the parties and getting it, you know, like making it an event.
Hey, but look though. Look, let me say though. Look, let me say this. I feel like where to say where hip hop originated at would be really, really hard to say.
Right.
That's super debatable. Yeah. Exactly. That can. That's hard to say. But where it started popping in a certain way was definitely in New York. Yeah. They actually popped it off with, like, the Sucker MCs and all that type of talk. You know what I mean? Yeah. Back in the day, they did their thing. Run DMC got the Def Jam deal, did they thing. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They really brought it to the forefront. But you can't never forget people like Ice-T, who was just like 6 a.m, police at my door. You know what I'm saying?
Cool,
like,
Herc, everybody,
period. That was pure hip-hop right there. You can't front. Like, Ice Cube, N.W.A., all that shit was pure hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So, but it was gangster shit too at the same time. That's what the West Coast brought to it. You know, and the West Coast brought that realness, that gangster shit. Like, them East Coast niggas, I got love for them, but they was like on some, I got a dog, I got a frog with a solid gold bone. Like, they was making up shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's
they
more
could say, they could say damn near anything as long as it sounded fly. You know what I'm saying? But if you was from the West Coast, the shit you was saying, they had to be like some real shit that you was doing. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, you can't be out here lying, talking about you like slanging crack or you doing this or that, and you ain't doing none of that. Niggas are call you out. You look like a sucker. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's like the whole difference. And then, like, once the music started going in a crazy direction, it's like people start getting in and then and it's like it started coming back to the happiness of music with Nelly and with the Down Down Babies and you know what I'm saying?
That.
The Stanky Leg. You know, we go through to the Stanky Leg era, you know what I mean? Take that Laugh at Tappy. We got through all that. And then it's like, we back. You feel me? Remember that shit though? Like, now we back to, like, where it's like people is like really doing crazy music, but it's like they mixing it with gangster shit. Yeah. So now it's like you got these cats that's doing this punk rock weird music with. And first we was like people was mad at them, like, your pants is too tight, nigga. What is you wearing? You got all this funny looking shit on,
right?
But these little niggas start getting mad, and it's like, nigga, this nigga's pulling out a fucking 30 out of these tight ass pants on you. Like, hold up, these little kids is like going crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? They like they look like however they look, and their styles is different, but they still like, bro, we from the streets, don't play with us. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whoever the OGs is that's out here, like, oh, I don't respect that, nigga. You better respect it, or these little niggas gonna go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a good mix between, like, being trying to be an OG in the game and try to sun niggas and tell them what to do and all that, and being like, bro, that shit is dope. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, but then give them some guidance, like, bro, this how you could probably stay out of trouble while doing it. My nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Here go some things that I bumped my head on before that you don't gotta bump your head on, like, you know, kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how I look at myself out here in, you know what I mean, in the Bay Area scene. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to, like, help the cats that's around me and share with them. You know what I'm saying? Kind of share the knowledge that I got with them. So
aren't you like
a manager for a lot of artists?
I don't manage a lot of artists, because that'd be crazy.
I know you manage for Prezi Plain Jane.
Yeah, everybody always say Prezi Plain Jane, but her rap name is really just Plain Jane. Yeah. Prezi Plain Jane is her Instagram. That's just her Instagram. Because when we go in the club, the DJ will scratch that. Prezi Plain Jane. Prezi Plain Jane. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? The DJ will scratch that shit sometime when we just in the club. So that's how she really was like, I'm going to put my shit like Prezi Plain Jane. But at the end of the day, her name is Plain Jane.
Plain Jane.
And she fly like a plane. That's you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she raw as hell. So I've been working with her. I worked with Lil Slug, you know what I'm saying, a lot with his career. You know, I work with Kid Sway right now. I'm working with him real tough. You know, we doing a lot of good moves. His project just dropped, you know what I'm saying, Live Fast Die Young. That's out everywhere
now.
Go cop that right now. So many hits on there, Gold Chains, Dead Roses, like so many dope hits on that. on that EP. And then, you know, he just made a new move, you know, with Black Market. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we waiting to see what's going to happen with that project. And yeah, he in the studio working. So, yeah, man, lots of great things. Live Fast, our young video, already set to drop. Our RFP video is coming already. Wow. Those is already set to drop. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, like, Kid Sway's shits is popping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, go check his music out. Because, listen, you won't be sorry listening to his music for sure. And Plain Jane, Jesus Christ, she's just a lyrical.
She go crazy.
Man, like, she is a beast.
She's blowing up by the minute, though. I know.
Man. Mm-hmm. Look, we worked hard, hard all, like, 2019. Of course, yeah. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, that's
her
my girl.
Her music video. Yeah. Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. That. Like, hey, we worked all day on that video. Yeah, like, literally.
Really.
It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? She had to sit there in the chair and get the candy pieces put all on her. You know what I mean?
See that for sure,
it's like,
yeah,
like she working hard, right, like she already signed with like a big label, like Interscope or something. Like, she already working hard like that. Like, those artists work. Mm-hmm. She putting herself in that position always. Through those conditions. You know what I'm saying? So we out there working, and we just trying to make sure she stay visible, make sure she stay performing. You
That's
know what I mean?
Dope.
Stay on a lot of shows. Yeah. Make sure she keep doing interviews.
Yeah.
Make sure she keep making fresh dope music,
right,
new music videos, and tapping in with artists. She got dope collabos dropping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we worked all year strategically to make sure she stayed visible the whole year.
Yeah.
And then dropped her album.
Right.
You feel me?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That was the plan. Like, I can't. I was like, look, I'm just the plan. Like, I really want to, you know what I'm saying, see you really go, like, super duper far, because I know you got it. I feel like she on Cardi B level. Mm-hmm. Any top MC, Nicki Minaj, I feel like she could bang with any of them. And I'm not just saying that because I work with her. Mm-hmm. I said that before I worked with her. Mm-hmm. That's what made me want to work with her. Mm-hmm. That's when I knew. I was like, but once I got to kick it with her and her attitude and how things were, like, we've been friends a long time. So it's like, you know, once I seen how her work ethic was about going about attacking the music and being on it. Man, I talked to her today. She's like, I'm getting my back. I'm like, okay, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we got stuff we still got to do, bro. It's 2019. He's like, this shit almost over. No, it ain't, bro. We still got a whole month. We got hella shit to do.
Exactly.
We got to kick some more ass in 2019. It ain't over.
Right.
So, you know, at the end of the day, watch for Plain Jane. Look out for her new her new EP, Money Bag. That shit is out right now. Everywhere on all digital platforms. Candy Crush video was out. Throw That Shit video is about to drop. Win Win featuring Cool John, that video was out everywhere.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She got slaps. Listen to Adidas off her EP. That shit go crazy with her and Raven Justice. That's one of my favorites.
I
play that shit on my radio show. So yeah, that's one of the things I've been doing is my radio show. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Hyphy Juice Radio.
Yeah, all right. Hey, they let
tell
a real nigga
them
back on the radio.
Shout that out, man. What's that all about, man? Let us know. Man,
listen, man. Listen. You know, elevation, you know, sometimes requires separation. You know what I'm saying? I really wanted to do something that I felt like would make a difference out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you could be trying to paint a picture all day about media coverage and all that type of stuff. Because that's the reason why I even got into media.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like we were lacking something in the Bay Area that I saw everywhere else. In New York and LA.
Mm-hmm.
When I would go to these places and deal with these artists and all the people in the music industry, they had all this coverage that we never get.
Right.
And it was just like, bruh, any little new nigga coming up could get this coverage from them over there. And it's like, bruh, we got niggas over here been sweating hard forever and ain't getting none of that.
Exactly.
So that's how some of the media platforms that I was involved with was created. That's how I came to be into this whole media situation, because I really wanted to push that out there so people can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the people that got the big budgets, but the people who are just like, that don't really got a lot.
Got true talent.
Yeah, but
and
they
drive.
Really got talent and drive. So I'm out in the streets scoping out this talent, trying to find the dopest individuals that I could work with and that I could connect with, and then I shine a light on them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I go talk about them,
because
sometimes I'm places where these people cannot be.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm simply places that some people just, they won't, they not there.
Right.
They ain't there yet, but I put in the footwork to get there. So I'm there. I'm at the table. I got a seat at the table, so I'm there.
Right.
But in that time when I'm at that table, if we in that lane, in that zone, I might bring your name up in the conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I might bring your name up in the conversation. And if I'm bringing your name up in the conversation, that could change a conversation you might have in the future.
Right.
So, you know, in the end, it's like, it's all about what I said again, I see PR. I see these things in other places, and I didn't see that here in the Bay Area. Right. So I wanted to create a PR platform where I could help people, where I could help people
That's what it's all about, you know what I mean?
So I can help them get on the radio, where I can help them get some shine, where I can help them be visible, where I can help them sell their records and sell, you know what I mean? Get distribution and like all the things that are really, really hard to get that a lot of artists can't find.
Right.
People in Stockton, people in Modesto, people everywhere, all around, all around here.
Those
talents
that just don't have that backing. You know, somebody that believes in them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as far as like we were talking about the music and everything that you had,
this is going in and out.
You had the. I'll pause it.
The.
You need it closer? Or?
Nah. It's going in and out. Oh. Like the sound is like.
Well, there's this thing called compression, which this all automatically does. So when you yell,
am I talking too loud?
No, I can adjust the volume, so just be comfortable. That's my job. But compression will sometimes make your voice
go down. Yeah. Okay. That's why it's dropping out like that. But okay, cool.
Yeah, so you're fine. All right. But are you comfortable?
I'm straight.
Okay, cool.
Slugga Thugga, what's up, bae? Hey, bro, I'm thankful for you too, my guy, on everything. I'm finna talk about you in 1 second. Hold up.
So we right back at it. So, I think I was going to ask you is, we were talking about the artists and everything like that. So, is there any, like, artists that you know, you were talking about the Plain Jane and you said Lil Slug and all everybody else. Is there any other projects that we can expect to be out or EPs or music videos, anything like that? You know what I mean? Anybody want to plug?
Oh, man, listen. I'm working myself, man. I'm working on some music. You know what I mean? I'm back in the studio, kicking up some dust. You feel me? Just for the hell of it, man. Just because, man.
Nice.
I feel like you know, like she asked me before, like why do I do music? How did I get into it? Like I'm that kid that was singing in the mirror with a brush. You know what I'm saying? That's me. You know what I mean? I love music. You know what I mean? Like any part of it, dance, rap, robot. Like I don't give a damn what it is. If it got something to do with music, country, rock, punk, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, that's
I just love music.
Too.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like I really just love music.
Just
I'll
music.
Go to a reggae
just
concert.
Everything that comes with it.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like the concerts, the people, the costumes,
everything.
The shows,
I
the
swear.
Stage,
music
the showtime, the showmanship, like the whole lifestyle, like I just love all that shit. I always been, you know, like just as a child, that's something that I always felt like that's me, that's who I would be. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would be nothing else. I had a lot of jobs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I wore a lot of hats because I had to feed people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so to feed my family, I do whatever it takes. I'm gonna get on the grind. I'm a hustle. Mm-hmm. I get a 9-to-5. That's a for show bag. Don't never let nobody tell you that's not a for show bag or make you feel like a sucker because you got a 9-to-5. Please
say
stop.
That.
The bullshit.
Say that.
Go get a motherfucking job.
Yeah.
Use your check to, you know, sponsor your dreams. Quit playing with your own life, bro.
Right.
Real talkie. Real walkie talkie, though.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, though.
Yeah.
Like,
real life.
You know what I mean? Do what you got to do, but sponsor your dreams because dreams sometimes do cost money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You got to invest in yourself.
Man,
yeah.
I tell people that all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to invest in yourself. So, like, my radio show, Hyphy Juice Radio, I started that because I wanted to play people's music. I know it's important to, like I said, be seen, to get visual, but the music is where it all starts at.
Right.
So that's why I started Hyphy Juice Radio, because I was like, I want people to come on my show. I want to play their music on a dope-ass radio station, allinradio.com, where people are already listening. My Emotion just got a dope new show on there, you feel me?
Yeah.
So we really just trying to turn the whole joint up, and it's been really fun. We come over there. My show is Mondays, you know what I'm saying? From 7 to 8, it's live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on there. I'm having special guests. People come through already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fun. We in there blowing, like we kicking it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a good time,
and
I'm playing dope ass music. I'm playing hyphy music straight here from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear anything. You might hear some old ass Kick the Sneak. You might hear some new Kick the Sneak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You might hear anything, like some new shit, some older shit. Like I play everything that's Bay Area, that's hyphy. You might hear something that came from somewhere else, from another region, but that person really rocked with us in the Bay Area, so I'm playing their music too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm playing their stuff. If it's slap, if it's it's hyphy, oh, I'm playing it on Hyphy Juice Radio. Right. Shouts out, first of all, let me shout out Hyphy Juice, the actual energy drink, Hyphy Juice, because they did sponsor your boy on my show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They came through. So I have real Hyphy Juice, all the new flavors every Monday. We in there, we giving away the new flavors. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm giving away flavor packs of Hyphy Juice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me get one.
Full on four pack with all the flavors. So you get to try each one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm turning it up like that. Shouts out to Cookies SF too, man.
Shout out to Cookies SF.
I just was on the tour bus with Burner. We was kicking it, you know what I'm saying? On his El Chivo tour, man. Had a great time. You know, he got the whipped up $1 million bus out there looking crazy, you know what I mean? Yeah. With the Bentley diamonds all in the roof and shit. Wow. Big Burn doing it huge,
man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he shows me so much love, man. I love that dude, man. That's my bro. We go back many moves, back to when my brother the Jacket was alive, you know, with the mob figures and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people don't know that's where I started at with the mob figures and doing my own thing as far as the music shit go, you know, and then signing with No Limit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, with K. Lou through No Limit, right, like that, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, I just really been grinding out here, man. So people, if they think that I just fell out the sky and just start doing shit out here feeling like I could have an opinion, they got me fucked up. Yeah. I've been out here forever. I grew up in this music shit, you know what I'm saying? Out here in the Bay. Yeah. When Richie Rich got his deal with Def Jam, I was like, what? You feel what I'm saying? Like, I know, like, real Bay Area history. Exactly. And that's why I felt like I could be in a position to have a media platform and talk about what's going on here in the Bay Area.
Right.
And I feel like that's where the influence came from. A lot of people don't know that about me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just think, oh, this nigga Don P, he just think, oh, he got an in hand, so
that's
he can go.
That's what I was saying earlier with Archer. Like, you know, so many people that might not even know anything. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
they don't know I came up with Pooh Man. Yeah, they don't know I came up. You know what I'm saying? I was a hype man for Pooh Man back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When Ann Banks and the Dangerous Music and Short was selling tapes out the trunk and all that old shit. Like, I seen hella shit. I was a little kid, but I jumped off the porch when I was young.
Right.
I was a never no stay in the house nigga. I was always outside trying to see what the fuck was going on. I was on my bike. I put a lot of miles on my bike. Mm-hmm. My bike went a lot of places over Oakland that I probably shouldn't even been.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I was running into niggas.
It made you today though.
For sure. I was running into niggas and they'd be like, bro, you hella smooth. Come back and fuck with us. I go back. They in the garage. They got their little recording shit. I'm like, but I'm just there chilling, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just like back in the day, 40 Water, shouts out to 40 Water, you know what I'm saying? We was at Pajama Studio in there working, and they was working on a record, and I was just in the studio because my cousin, he made the beat.
Yeah.
So I was just there. He was like, bro, I'm finna have 40 and all these niggas in the studio. I'm like, nigga, I'm coming, nigga. I slid through. He was like, woo, I'm in there because I always write. I don't give a fuck. If a beat on, I'm writing.
Because I
like to keep my mind fresh, you know what I'm saying? Even if I don't record no song, I just write some shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a writer, you know?
Right.
So, man, but listen, man. You know, this happened, that happened, Spice One or whatever didn't get on the song. 40 was like, let Lil Bray right here get on. You feel me? So I popped on that thing and did my thing. And it was a trip because when I was doing my verses, like everybody in the whole room was holding their breath like, and they was like, leave it. It was like, I was in that bitch like, yes! I just scored one, you know what I'm saying, with 40 Water. So, you know, the song was called Gorilla Milk. Okay. And that's out right now everywhere. You know, that been out. You know what I'm saying? So that was one of the songs that sparked my career out here. Mm-hmm. And then I got on Sebo Presents Mob Figures and Messy Marvin, San Quinn, Explosive Mode, and then JT and The Bigger Figure, Philmo the Hunter's Point, and just all these different albums. I just kept doing that and then dropped my shit, talking about money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't, you know, y'all ready for me? Like, I just kept dropping albums and then staying in their face, you know, worked with a lot of artists out here from Keisha Cole to anybody, bro. Like, B-Lil, like, any artist you could think of out here that's been in the game, I tapped in with them at some point.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm in this position. Like, people don't understand why I'm in this position. They think I just want people to know. Like, I didn't just pop out of nowhere to be in this position.
You worked for it.
Yeah, I worked for this shit for hella years. But before I even started to work, I was just a student.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a student of the game. I was just paying attention.
Right.
I was a studio rat. I was that nigga in the studio, hella quiet in the corner, just smoking weed, just listening. Like, okay, that's how this shit works.
Look at you now.
I always was a nigga that was gonna try to be educated. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wanted to learn radio. So I went, I met this cat. I was out in Seattle. I lived out in Seattle for like 2 years and shit, because I went on tour No Limit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was in Seattle and I was like, fuck it, this shit raw as hell. You know what I mean? I'm finna stay out here. So I got me a little spot out there and I just fly back out there on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I met this dude at the club and he was like, bro, all you gotta do is, you know, go to college, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get in a little class and you can fuck around and be interning at the radio station.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I went signed up the next day, like, boop, boop. Next thing you know, I'm interning at Cube 93 at the radio station. So now I'm learning radio. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because I need to know what the fuck is going on. Because these niggas ain't let me in the stations. They won't play my music. I got to turn into a fucking Superman, mild-mannered reporter, put on some glasses and a tie on a nerd nigga tip, and go in here and find out what's going on in disguise, like Bruce Lee in the Chinese Connection. 100%. No bullshit, my nigga. I wasn't playing. For real, oh God, bro. Yeah. I turned into the motherfucking Chinese Connection on their ass. Bro, with Bruce with the little glasses. And I went in there and I learned, bro. Yeah, yeah. And I paid attention at why they play people's music, why they play people's records, what they do to find artists, and how it all works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I paid attention in that note, and then I brought it back, my game back to the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I'm learning this media stuff now. I'm getting it. It's a lot different than what a lot of people think.
Right.
Ask a guy right now who's going to do some PR for him out here.
Right, right.
They'd be like, what's that? They don't even know what PR is.
EPK. You know, BMI.
Bro, they don't even know, bro. I'm here to help you, bro. If you need a, if you need some PR, if you need to get, you know what I'm saying, some type of email sent out about your releases and things like that, you know, sending out DJ packs and things of this nature that a lot of artists don't know about. If you don't know how to get distribution, if you don't know how to do publishing, if you don't know how to do any of these things, you need some help, you need some consultant, hit me up. That's what I do.
Hit
I help
up.
For sure. I help shout people build their brands. Bro. Don P Official, man. Yeah, like a ref with a whistle.
There
hey,
it
listen,
is.
Don P, man, like
yes, sir.
All you got to do is type in D-O-N-P, my face should pop up, you know, and if that don't, man, just go ahead and hit that official, man, and don't play around. Follow me, get down with me, follow at Hyphy Juice Radio, and listen every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. We're going to be on there lit. All, like, last week I had my boy Clay, Clayton Williams, you know what I'm saying, he produced hella dope-ass shit for, like, E-40 and like Chris Brown crazy records.
Yeah.
I had him come through, talk about some of his new music and shit. Yeah. You know, that's what I'm on though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had the little homegirls, the little tiny twins. You know, they be going around interviewing.
Yeah,
I was like,
oh,
okay.
I love
you know what I'm talking about? The little twins, Amelia and Adina.
Right,
right, right, right.
Yes.
The little twins.
They
right.
was at the Gager event doing
their
thing,
they
interviewing
Burns.
All of
Burns too. Shout out Burns.
So yeah, shout out Burns over there. Yeah, for sure. That's my guy. But listen. I was like, oh, so y'all like interviewing people? Well, guess what? I'm going to interview you. You got to switch it around. I'm like, I'm going to interview you guys now. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. But guess what? They're good at being interviewed.
Right.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They dope, man.
Most people don't. Most people
can
do the transition. You know
they
what I mean?
Dope, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They do, you know what I'm saying? They good at interviewing. And they some little stars, man.
Yeah.
So I had them on the show because I was like, man, we got to do something for the youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, Hyphy Juice Radio is about building up the Bay Area.
Yeah.
It's about building up the culture.
Yeah, keeping the culture
lit because Hyphy ain't really dead. Hyphy ain't, I don't think Hyphy was a
dead.
Time period. Hyphy wasn't a time
Hyphy
period.
Hyphy just is.
Yeah, Hyphy
just
is. Really.
There you
it,
go.
It really just is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just trying to let people know that Hyphy ain't dead. It's really a thing that people do on a daily basis. It's a way of life. It's a way of how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just feel good about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Dead.
For real though. Like, your game is lame. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
Don't try to say Hyphy dead. Well, don't put that on. You're projecting now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hyphy's lit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, for sure. So that's what I'm saying. Like I said, like every week I'm doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. So all right. So is there any like type of events coming up? You know, you said, I know you got the radio thing, but is there like anything like events or shows?
Man, it's a lot coming up, man. Just keep tapping in on my Instagram, Don P Official. Like I said, keep watching. Keep looking at my stories. I appreciate everybody who watched my stories. Shouts out to everybody who on my stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people be hella commenting on my stories. It's crazy. Like, I get more comments on my stories than damn near anything else. Like,
to be honest, the stories is where it's at.
People be really tapping in with me on my stories. So shouts out to everybody that's been showing me so much love and really supporting me through all my things that I'm going through. And now that I'm the president of A&R at Black Market Records.
Shout that out too, man.
Come on, man.
What's that about, man?
Hey, man, listen, man. I'm the president of A&R at Black Market Records. I'm looking for new talent. I'm going to be signing new artists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I work with a lot of labels. I work with Empire all the time. I got distribution through Empire for a lot of artists that want, you know, that want it. You can still get that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And then Black Market is on the table too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working with a lot of labels. That, I do radio. Connection. Yeah, I do radio promotion for you know, Interscope and all these other labels. So anybody that want to tap in with me, man, tap in. Marketing. Hey, man, I got whatever you need, man. Like I said, brand building is what I'm on. Okay.
Do you do it for models as well?
Come on, quit playing. You already know. I put you in a published magazine before. You know what I'm saying? So like, just to keep it a thousand, I really do work with her. Yeah, now, listen, I work with models. I manage some models. I help them get in music videos. I help them get placements. I help them get clothing placements. I help them get with cannabis companies. I help them get in all types of photo shoots. I am not the nigga that's just trying to fuck you. I'm the nigga that's trying to help you get somewhere and do some business.
Exactly.
Because I want to do business with you. Because I'd rather fuck with you than fuck over you.
So, okay, so go ahead. So, I'm going to let this play. So, before we get up out of here, man, I got to ask you, man. So, if there's any type of game or, you know, just word of wisdom or encouragement or anything like that that you feel like that you would want to share to the younger artists, the younger generation, or anything like that?
Man, the number one thing I would say, man, is always be yourself. Like, and never believe nobody when they tell you you can't do something. Mm-hmm. Like, don't listen to them. Listen to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen to you. Listen to what you believe in. Listen to your heart. Mm-hmm. And don't be scared of change.
Yeah.
Because sometimes change take you to a better place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're so scared of change that it ends up putting you in a stagnant position. Right. And you stay there forever and that shit ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nowhere fast. It ain't building nothing. Mm-hmm. But you know your potential, know your worth, know your value. Yeah. And when people undervaluing you and not treating you how you're supposed to be valued, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that place. Mm-hmm. Fuck those people. Go find some people that fucking value you.
Right.
And that care about you.
Right.
And do business with them. Exactly. And if don't nobody want to do that, you fuck with you. So you value you. So go do some business with yourself. Exactly. You know, get into what you need to do. Invest in yourself.
Right. Start your business.
And get money, man. You know what I'm saying? And don't cry and whine about what ain't nobody giving you, bro.
Okay.
Go out here and work for it.
You better get it yourself.
Period. Just go get it. I ain't crying. I ain't whining. Mm-hmm. Anything I don't got, I just go get it. You know what I'm saying? I done had shit. I done lost shit. And I done got that shit back. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on my way up right now. And I don't care what nobody got to say.
Yeah.
Because then nobody do it for me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And that's the thing. You got to know that ain't nobody going to do it for you.
Right.
Oh my
you know what I'm saying? So sticking your hand out, asking for handouts, asking for people to put you on and help you.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not the way. What you want to do is make yourself valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Be as valuable as you can and build your value. That's what you got to do. Don P, man. Like I said, follow me, Don P Official. Follow Hyphy Juice Radio. Listen every Monday from 7 to 8 live. And then you can listen to the streams 24 hours.
There it is, man. You guys have it. Hey, this is another very special episode of Voice of the Streets podcast, you guys. You know, I want to thank my co-host, Lauren, for being here. Shout out to Diverse. He wasn't able to make it. But hey, man, he's still here with us every single time. Shout out to audio engineer, Miss Beautiful Gabby over here
doing her thing. Right on, Gabby.
And we just out here, man. You know, we just doing our thing. We're giving it away for the streets. You know, we just doing what we got to do.
Hey, man. Hey, thank y'all for having me. Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
We already know.
Thank you for keeping it 1,000. You know, fuck with your boy, man.
It's all love. It's all love.
All love. I'm here.
Hey, this is Voice of the Streets podcast, you guys, man. Peace.
There
it is.
Wow. Beautiful.
There it is.
For sure, that was dope.
Yes, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.